Hey, everybody, this episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN, expressvpn.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online, expressvpn.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself, expressvpn.com/Charlie. Hey, everybody, Delta and Coke, what's wrong with America's ruling class? Why are they acting like the muscle of the Democrat Party? We explore that and also what you can do about it. It's time for a boycott. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to help us reach millions of young people, go to charliekirk.com/support. Help us fulfill our mission at charliekirk.com/support. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go. Go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models of your car, Fiat, Kia, or different models like Pacifica or XT5, it is impossible to stock all the parts you need. You have computers with access to rockauto.com, so why allow yourself to be intimidated by the people that run the auto part stores? One reason to repair and maintain your cars is to save money that you can then use for other important things like the mortgage or food. Why would you choose to spend 30, 50, or 100% more on the exact same auto parts at a chain store or new car dealership? Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody, and they're reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible, rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand, specifications, and prices you prefer. Go to RockAuto.com right now and see the parts available for your car or truck. Write Charlie Kirk in there. How'd you hear about us, Box? So they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Major League Baseball announced that they are no longer going to have the All-Star Game in Atlanta, Georgia, citing that Georgia does not hold their values any longer. So the obvious question that no one is asking is why only move the All-Star Game? Why not move the other games that are happening in Georgia if you actually believe this drivel and this nonsense? And the answer is they don't even believe what they're saying because they're going to allow the other games to happen in Georgia this year. Now, this all started with a very vanilla voter reform bill that was put forward by Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia after a very questionable election in Georgia, where Georgia put forward a couple reforms. Number one, you can't give out anything of value if you're a political organization of people going to go vote in line. That's also federal law. Number two, shortening primaries from 9 weeks to 5 weeks. Number three, you must prove who you are when you send in an absentee ballot. Not exactly sending German shepherds after black people, which is the insinuation of what this is. And number four, expanding voting times. Actually making it easier for people to vote and expanding voting hours. That's it. Again, when this bill was suggested and recommended, I gave it a 5 out of 10. I want it to be passed. I wish it would have went a lot further to secure elections in Georgia. The Democrats immediately saw that this was a threat to Raphael Warnock's Senate seat. They know that if Republicans put up a pretty good candidate like Herschel Walker, Warnock is done in 2022. And with it, the United States Senate, and then the gateway to their revolutionary aims to fundamentally transform America forever. So Georgia, in a lot of different ways, is the gateway for Washington, D.C. becoming a state. Georgia is the gateway for H.R. 1. Georgia is the gateway for Democrats being in power forever. Therefore, any reforms in Georgia must be met as if they are going to have forced segregation on everyone and we're going back to the plantations. You would think, based on the outrage, based on the accelerated timeline that we're on, that this bill would classify people based on race. No, that's actually what critical race theory does, which is what the left is trying to teach our children. But this bill is somewhat boring. It's normal. It's what we would call common sense. The adage goes that common sense is all not so common any longer, but you can't have common sense if you only want power, because common sense requires fairness. You see, they're trying to rig the game. Now, they're trying to place weights on the scales of justice. And so, over this last weekend, it's been stunning to see how the left is now using their new playbook to try and keep the gateway to fundamental transformation open. And so traditionally, when the Democrats don't get their way, they will use the apparatus of government. They'll sue. They'll send bureaucrats. They'll pass laws. They can't do it in this case because the Constitution clearly allows and requires the states to reform their own elections. So then number two, they'll use the media. They'll do a full court press. New York Times, Washington Post. That didn't work either. Brian Kemp signed the law. So then number three, they'll use the colleges. They'll try to stage protests. Didn't really affect anything in Georgia. So number four, they'll use the activists, which is when you saw people trying to go knock on the door of Brian Kemp. Massive public displays of outrage. When all of that fails, the left now has a fifth way to try to get what they want. And that is the corporations. We have given more power to politicians in the last year than any other time in American history. But I would also posit with you today that we have actually given more power to corporations in any other time in American history since the early 1900s. Corporate America has now become the muscle of the Democrat Party. So Georgia passes this voting law, and this foreigner who's a CEO of Coca-Cola, James Quincy, I think that's his name, comes out and says that this is an unacceptable law and it's a step backwards, as if we have to go be lectured about American values and Georgia values based on a guy that went to Oxford. I'm just guessing he went to Oxford because he's so smug. Play tape.
Let me be crystal clear and unequivocal. This legislation is unacceptable. It is a step backwards, and it does not promote principles we have stood for in Georgia around broad access to voting, around voter convenience, about ensuring election integrity. And this is frankly just a step backwards.
He doesn't know what he's talking about. He was given those talking points. How do I know that? Because I've done television before, and if you say the same thing three times, you were told by someone to say it. So he just says, it's a step backwards, step backwards, step backwards. Some HR 28-year-old consultant went up to him and said, just say it's a step backwards, even though it isn't. And there's no facts to this at all whatsoever. He went to King Edward School in Birmingham, and he's a famous lecturer in biochemistry at Dartmouth. He seems as if he's perfectly in alignment, University of Liverpool, with American values. So we have to be lectured by him, an American company, by the way, Coca-Cola, that has delivered value for shareholders for decades, is now being run by this guy who wants to go lecture Americans on what our values actually are. And Tucker Carlson brought up the great point. How about you go fix the fact that millions of people suffer from diabetes and die early because of your products? I don't drink Coca-Cola as it is. I haven't in years. It's garbage. Anyone listening right now, if you just cut all soft drinks out of your life, you'll be a happier and better person. I guarantee it. All of it. Drink water, tea or coffee. I drink a lot of coffee. That is my weakness. And by the way, Coca-Cola is actually more addictive than some drugs, and it can be worse for you than some drugs. Not all drugs, some drugs. But let's remember, Coca-Cola is a beverage company. They're not a super PAC. They're not some political organization. No one asked you. It's kind of like the Hunter Biden thing. Why are you talking? You should be worried about creating healthier products for our people. It doesn't matter if you're located in Atlanta. It's irrelevant. And so then the other weak person, Cut 21, the CEO of Delta, this feels like a hostage video. You could just tell he doesn't know what to do with his hands because they look like they're handcuffed. This guy is so weak, but listen to this. Play tape.
We realized that this was restricting their access, our people's access, particularly in the Black community, and it did not step forward. It's important that we take a step forward here in terms of a society that is so polarized. You know, the right to vote is sacrosanct, and we can't do anything to send a message to people that we're going to make it more restrictive and harder to have their voice heard.
He doesn't know what he's talking about. By the way, can someone please go try to board a Delta airline plane without an ID? Right now, if anyone's watching or listening, go do that. That clip will be viral. Just say, wait a second, I have to go show an ID to get on a Delta airplane? We're just getting started on this. There's something that everyone is missing.
We all know that conservatives are getting kicked off of social media. So why are we choosing to give all these tech companies all of our data? Now is the time to take a stand. Protect your personal data from big tech with the VPN I trust for my online protection, ExpressVPN. You see, every device, whether you're on your phone, laptop, or television, has a unique string of numbers called an IP address. When you search for stuff, watch videos, or even click a link, big tech companies can use that IP address to track all your activity and tie it back to you. When I use ExpressVPN, my connection gets rerouted through their secure encrypted servers, so these companies can never see my IP address. My internet activity becomes anonymized, and my network data is encrypted. And the best part is you don't need to be tech savvy at all to use ExpressVPN. Just download the app on your phone or computer, tap one button, and you're protected. Protect your internet activity with the VPN I use every single day. Visit expressvpn.com to get 3 extra months on a 1-year package. That's expressvpn.com/Charlie to get 3 extra months free. expressvpn.com/Charlie.
The state of affairs in our country is one that is rather new to conservatives, where the muscle, the people that administer the punishment, it's not just the government, it's not just the media, but it's massive corporations. It's companies with customers. Now, this is new. Companies like Delta and Major League Baseball is not really a company, but they oversee a massive volume of attention and money in our country, and Coca-Cola. They're acting with the same power, intensity, and capacity of a government. Yet the partisan nature of a San Francisco gay activist organization. You see, one of the main reasons why Delta is in a position where anyone cares about what they have to say is the fact that they didn't weigh in on politics the last 30 or 40 years. They brought people from Atlanta to Los Angeles. That's their mission statement. So these companies are now treading into very dangerous territory for themselves and for the country. They're embracing the college campus model. The college campus model is this: we're in charge, you're terrible, we're right, sit down and obey, or else I'm going to call you the R word. The college campuses have taken over the entire country, and these massive corporations have become college campuses with shareholders and a little bit larger revenue in some cases. And so now Major League Baseball is afraid of having their life significantly altered. And so then you have very weak people like Dave Roberts, who's the manager of the Dodgers, saying that he supports the All-Star game being moved. Cut 19.
I was curious what your thoughts, opinions were about Major League Baseball deciding to remove the All-Star game this year from Atlanta?
I support it, Dave. I think that obviously I'm not completely versed on everything, but I do understand and my takeaway from the bill was essentially to suppress voting for colored people, people of color.
It's unbelievable how it's the opposite of the truth. This guy's in a position of power. Nobody elected you, Dave Roberts. You did not have to collect signatures. You didn't have to take an oath of office. And that's the point that conservatives must wake up to right now. The most serious point is that the CEO of Delta, Ed Bastian, and the CEO of Coca-Cola, they never had to take an oath of office. No one voted for them. Yet they have power as if they were mayor of a city. That's a problem. You see, the Democrats were not happy just controlling major apparatuses of every single major urban city. They realized they had to take over the corporations. So how did they take over the corporations? They took advantage of two things. They took advantage of actually really three things. It's going to take a while to build this out, but I'm going to say it as quickly as I can. They took advantage of how greedy America's ruling class is, how prideful America's ruling class is, and how weak America's ruling class is. They took advantage of those three things. And they realized that if they can perfect the modern day guillotine, which is a public firing like they did with Papa John in the corporate world, then they could impact your money, your social status. So Ed Bastian and James Quincy, who run Coca-Cola and Delta, they fear not being able to buy a third yacht in the Bahamas. To them, that's what keeps them up at night. They keep score based on how many tens of millions of dollars they have. Meanwhile, those of you watching right now are just worried about paying rent and getting through life, or maybe having a nation or a country you can recognize. The second thing is their social status. They don't want to be called the R word. You see, many of these CEOs send their kids off to these very liberal universities because that's what rich people do in our country. They end up getting indoctrinated and they come back to their father, Ed Bastian, who has four kids. And I guarantee you this is the case, that one or two of his kids are probably saying, Dad, you need to become more moderate on these issues. I've seen it happen. Because he does not want to be called an R word, he is willing to pander to the Jacobins. The Jacobins, of course, were the ones that administered the French Revolution. These companies are acting like political super PACs.
Do you know how much you need to save to have a comfortable retirement? The average retirement savings for families, according to one recent study, is $255,000 a year. If you're using these averages as a goal for your own retirement, let me be blunt. You are not on the right track. Even $1 million won't be enough by the time you retire because of inflation, the hidden tax. Retirement is not one size fits all. How much should you save depends on what kind of lifestyle you want to pursue after retirement. But remember that inflation should be factored in. The $1 million you saved 40 years ago is worth less than half now. So invest in assets that will store the value of your investment. That's key to diversifying your portfolio. And there's nothing better than gold. Do you know that if you invested $1 million in gold 40 years ago, you'd be sitting on over $50 million today? That could afford you any lifestyle you want. I know you've got questions, and Noble Gold is a trustworthy resource for answers. Contact a Noble Gold representative to learn more about making your saving a priority. If you didn't start early, that's okay. There's no time like today to get started and make sound financial decisions. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to call one of their experts, NobleGoldInvestments.com.
We're going through what airlines have to say about politics. Again, these are airlines. It's not a political commenting organization or MSNBC. This is an airline. So they're all issuing statements, and no one asked them, United Airlines, our mission is to connect people and unite the world. We believe that one of the most effective ways to do this is to engage in the Democrat process. Stop it. No one asked you, United. Your job is to get people on your plane, fill the plane with fuel, and safely bring it from Chicago to New York.
which begins with a voting, a vital civic duty. America's democracy is stronger when we're all engaged and every vote is properly counted. Some have questioned the integrity of the nation's election system and are using it to justify stricter voting procedures, even though numerous studies have found zero credible evidence of widespread fraud in U.S. elections. Wrong. Legislation that infringes on the right to vote of fellow Americans is wrong. No one's doing that. This is pure psychological gaslighting. We believe that parties and leaders in both parties should work to protect the rights of eligible voters to make it easier and more convenient for them to cast a ballot and have it counted. Nothing about voter security. And again, an airline. I don't care what United has to say about voting, nor should you. So why is this happening? It's happening for a variety of different reasons, and I mentioned it a little bit previously, that the CEOs of these companies, they really don't care about America. They are focused on two things, and the insurgents who run our country, which is the left, they finally figured this out. Instead of trying to get in a policy debate of capitalism versus socialism, they are using the vices of the West against us. They are using what we would consider to be a success of the West as a negative. So what do I mean by that? Well, if you asked Ed Bastian or James Quincy, why is America a great country? Inevitably, they would say, well, it's because we're so wealthy and so prosperous. And they wouldn't be wrong by saying that. And so the strategic thinkers on the left say, ah, that's what they care about. They care about their money. They care about their third yacht in Turks and Caicos. Of course. Let's design a way where we can threaten what they care about most so they'll do what we want them to do. You see, the left realized that the country actually doesn't matter the most to these guys. That they view America as a colony, not as a country. That James Quincy literally is not from here. It doesn't matter for James Quincy if he was running Coca-Cola in Hong Kong, Tanzania, or Wuhan. Doesn't matter. For him, all that matters is profit. And profit in and of itself is not a bad thing. It's a mechanism for human flourishing. But when the profit incentive supersedes your patriotic incentive, that's where we have a problem. So number one is the ruling class's obsession with maximizing and filling their own bank account. It's not a bad thing to make money. It's not a bad thing to take a risk and be rewarded for it. But it's become, dare I say, an idol. But number two, the pride. Ed Bastian and James Quincy care so much about what other people say about them. They care about what the Wall Street Journal writes about them. That Ed Bastian and James Quincy, and I'm just using them as examples because they're so unbelievably wrong on this issue, and I'm telling you why, and then I'm going to say that it's almost all of corporate America that is looped into this. That for Ed Bastian and James Quincy, if they were to come out in favor of the Georgia bill, the New York Times would write an article about them. But guess what? Delta did come out in favor of this bill. When this bill was in the Senate, Delta issued a statement saying that this is a good bill. We support it. It wasn't until Joe Biden and Raphael Warnock, remember, Georgia is the gateway to fundamental transformation, the fire alarm went off. DEFCON 5, actually DEFCON 1, long story, the lower the number, the higher the DEFCON. We'll talk about that. It's a completely different podcast. DEFCON 1. Colin Jack Bauer, CTU, worst thing imaginable. We got a problem. So they sent Joe Biden out there and they briefed him incorrectly. Joe Biden just starts saying things that are totally untrue. But what did Joe Biden do? Joe Biden is untouchable, and Joe Biden moved the Overton window by lying about the voting bill, because then everyone was able to reference Joe Biden's comments for at least 24 hours to 48 hours to make any sort of radical action justified? Well, if the President Biden says it, it must be true. Then Washington Post comes out and rates his statement as for Pinocchio's absolute lie. So James Quincy and Ed Bastian, they fear not being able to have their fourth home in Aspen, not being able to fly private the rest of their life, which is hilarious because Ed Bastian runs a commercial airline, and not being able to have their third yacht in the Bahamas. To them, that is failure. That possesses them. And then it's pride. They don't want to have a negative thing written about them. So they conform. They know that conservatives are decent. We don't do this stuff. We don't all of a sudden demand that our publicly traded companies agree with our political philosophy. Instead, the decency that is embedded in the conservative movement is, doesn't Delta transport people? Not weigh in on the pressing political issues of our time. You see, this is the BDS model that they're trying to use against Israel. It's the BDS model that was previously used effectively against South Africa. Boycott, divestment, sanctions. That's what BDS stands for. So the activists graduating from college infiltrate the C-suite, and they go to Ed Bastian or James Quincy, and they'll say this as a threat. They'll either say it vocally or they'll say it in code. Hey, Ed Bastian, if you don't speak out against this and Delta doesn't become an activist organization, we're going to get you fired. And you won't get your $17 million a year. Oh, and the New York Times is going to call you racist. And then it comes to the third issue of America's ruling class, their weakness. They value money and social status above the good. They value money and social status above what doing what is right for the nation. So then you have very angry and bitter political activists that are running our massive corporations. So Democrats have now proven that when they want something done, big and dramatic, for a political aim, all they have to do is go to the major employers in that state and threaten their money and their social status, and they can get what they want. That's why it's so important for Governor Brian Kemp to hold the line on this. I've had some very choice words for Governor Brian Kemp in the last couple months. You could probably dig them up. I'm willing to say this. Governor Kemp, if you hold the line, you'll be heralded as a hero. Do not waver to these activists. And we're going to see this all across the country. American Airlines issued a statement as well, a ridiculous statement, and Dan Patrick responded to that. And so, as we have said on this program for years, and we are initially scoffed at, and we've been listened to, and I hope that this resonates with you because it's true. What happens on college campuses doesn't stay there. It'll soon happen in the corporate boardrooms and the halls of Congress. Can anyone tell me the difference between Coca-Cola and Cornell University? Anyone, except for the fact that Coca-Cola gives people diabetes. The point is that Coca-Cola and Cornell share the same values. They want the same thing. There's only one thing, though. There's a couple things. There's one main thing that the CEOs are missing. And there's a fear that must be clear and present to them that currently isn't. It's a fear that should be above the fear of being called the R word. And it's a fear that can go after their biggest fear, which is losing money. And that's this. We're not going to buy your products anymore. that we as conservatives must realize that this is not a policy debate, that we are not exchanging ideas in some sort of Socratic seminar in a philosophy 101 class, that this is a brass knuckle political fight for the future of our country. Therefore, Coca-Cola, if you're going to act like Cornell University, we're not going to buy your products and we're going to end your tax benefits. For Delta, same for you. The Georgia House did that. For Major League Baseball, you're going to pull an all-star game based on a lie and act as if we're living in South Africa because all of a sudden we expand voting access and ensure voter integrity? Well, then Major League Baseball, you're going to become NBA'd. The NBA had a 20% hit in viewership. Do you notice that all the Black Lives Matter signs are no longer on the floor of the National Basketball Association? Do you realize that? It was an NBA ratings crash. I don't watch the NBA anymore. I'm never going to go to another NBA game again. You don't represent my values. You've made a decision to become a social activist organization with a bouncing ball. Congratulations. I'm sure some of the country wants that. I don't. And you want to talk about a gamble? Who exactly do you think watches Major League Baseball? If you did a study of who Major League Baseball, who the biggest supporter of Major League Baseball is, do you think it's the pro-BLM crowd or the back the blue crowd? Just a guess. Probably the black, the blue crowd, or at the very least, let me watch baseball so I can disconnect from my crazy life crowd. People are saying, Charlie, is it time to boycott? Donald Trump is calling for boycotts. The best boycott is a competitor. So instead of just pulling your resources and money away from Coca-Cola, don't support PepsiCo either, it's time for us to launch and build our own stuff. It's not just about Delta Airlines and United. Unfortunately, they seem to have a government-created monopoly there. But you want to get them nervous. You want to challenge the woke industrial complex? Then it's time for us to support legitimate competitors. I'll give you an example. I mentioned this on our podcast. You guys got to check out our podcast, Charlie Kirk Show Podcast, on your podcast app. Hit subscribe. I was in Naples, Florida last week at my friend Alfie Oates' grocery store. No masks, no social distancing. Was on the right side of BLM Incorporated. He has 8,000 customers a day. Instead of boycott, it's time to boycott. Let's find the things that share our values and triple down on them. So we're not going to go to Major League Baseball games anymore. Sorry, figure it out yourself. We will go to the UFC, though, because they share our values. You want to talk about one sporting institution that's been right on everything? Dana White's been terrific. A boycott is only truly felt when a competitor rises in response. It's not an easy thing to talk about, by the way. It's not. It's not going to happen immediately. It's not going to happen overnight. So is the question, should we stop buying those products? Of course we should stop buying those products. We need to launch our own search engines. We need to launch our own video processors, which is why we're also streaming live on Rumble.com, Rumble.com. Check it out. It's a video competitor. They do a phenomenal job. And just like that, I bet our YouTube numbers go down because their language processor, I'm sure, catches their competitors because they're worried about them. That's why. They're not worried about people stopping using their products. They're worried about another product popping up. You want to challenge despots and tyrants? Create something that keeps them up at night. So Delta's in a comfortable position. Ed Bastian will be on his third yacht in the Bahamas by a real airline competitor. Comes up. Mike Lindell sold tens of millions of dollars of pillows in the last couple of months. There is pent-up consumer demand for this. So yes, every purchase should be a reflection of your values. I'm a big believer that every decision, anyway, is a reflection of your soul, and the improvement of your soul to improve your character is every micro decision that you make. So when you go and try to make decisions of where you buy t-shirts, I'm wearing a t-shirt from my fiance, Proclaim Streetwear, all made in America, by the way. Are you buying clothes that are made in China? Why? By your values. Are you purchasing cars that are made overseas? Why? Ford just threatened to move all their jobs to Mexico that they were going to do in Ohio. Don't buy Ford until they reverse that decision. You have more power than you might think, and you're dealing with industries like Delta that have thin margins as is. A 10% decline can crush these companies. So if they all of a sudden want to act like college campuses, then let them go have gender-neutral Coke. I don't care. I'm not going to go buy Sprite. I'm done drinking Topo Chico. I hate to say it. It's a big deal. They help distribute it. I love Topo Chico. We're going to go build our own stuff. It's time for us to send out the distress beacon. Is anyone out there creating a soft drink that's healthier than Coke and you love America? Contact us, freedom@charliekirk.com. The airline thing, going to be tough for us to fix immediately. Just a little bit of overhead. I'm going to say there's a minor amount of upfront cost there. But we're getting, and we're going to consolidate this on charliekirk.com. On charliekirk.com, we are going to have a page of the best companies you can support based on category. On charliekirk.com, we are going to have a boycott section. You want to know what to buy? You don't want to know what to do? We're going to launch it in the next couple days. Textiles, food, cars, coffee, pens, notebook. There's going to be companies that all of a sudden want to act like they're wings of the Democrat Party. You're not getting my money. You want to send a signal to them? That's what you do. And the final thing I'll say, we need more entrepreneurs. Start your own stuff. There's so much market opportunity there. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. I encourage you to get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. God bless you guys. Speak to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.